This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You know the saying, folks, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. And I would say to the people who supported Bernie Sanders, that applies to you. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. TheKevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. If you support Bernie Sanders, you're an idiot. Tough love, but you got to take it.
Oh, Kevin, who are you? Tell me what you're about. I love Bernie Sanders.
I don't care what you think about Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders is an idiot. Anybody that would put their faith behind a guy who can't keep a real job, who could do, has, in the apocalypse, Bernie Sanders is the last guy you want in the tribe. He can't do anything. He can't hang out around the women and cook. He can't be a hunter-gatherer. Nothing. He can do nothing. Bernie Sanders is worthless. He's worthless as a politician. And if you can be fooled by him, you should have your mind checked.
He's going to pay for my schooling.
What schooling? Do you know how many ways you can get an education and you could practically get it for free and somebody's going to pay for it? Big deal. The government pays for the education now that essentially has 20% on average of kids dropping out. Black kids drop out in roughly 30, 31%, 69% graduate. Now, I know the numbers vary, but roughly that. The average college freshman reads between a 7th and 8th grade level. Black kids read at a 7th grade level, 7.03. They can't. You graduate high school, you're reading at a 5th or 6th grade level. By the time you get to college, you're barely at the 7th grade. Really? They screw the SAT scores and the ACT scores and make black kids think they're better than they are. They flunk out of college in massive numbers, 60% of the time. Don't finish. Asians, it's 28%, just to put it in perspective. Then, blacks are saddled with all this debt, more debt than any other group, and Bernie Sanders goes, come get some of this for free. Well, great. So, I'm going to get to college dropout, be demoralized, but I'm not going to have a bill. Hey, thanks, Bernie. Am I going to have a job? Am I going to have an opportunity? Am I going to have all the things that the United States is supposed to promise me? No. And what is my degree going to be in, Bernie? Is it going to be in social justice warriors? Is it going to be in ethnic studies? Am I going to be one of these pan-African dudes holding my fist in there, talking about how much of a victim I am of the system, the socialized, the systematic racism that appears in this country? As I go to the very place where systemized racism is practiced beyond belief in academia. Anybody teaching me how to be an entrepreneur, how to pay my bills, how to be a better father, how to be a better citizen? How about that? Bernie Sanders. What a joke. You vote for Bernie Sanders, if you even contemplate voting for Bernie Sanders, you should see a shrink, have your head examined, and get right. You should get right. Because what you're saying is, I want stuff for free. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm guaranteed that I get hospitalized. That's like saying I'm guaranteed never to get my eye put out, never to develop heart disease, never to have to walk with a limp, never to break a bone or whatever. I want guarantees in life. How many of those guarantees do you get? You know how many athletes try to become professional athletes with no guarantees? Do you know what happens to them? They get hurt. For some reason, they can't pass muster. There any guarantees? They're shooting for something. Why can't everybody be a professional athlete, Bernie? Same reason why everybody can't be a doctor. Why everybody can't be a brain surgeon, a lawyer, the best engineer out there, an attorney. That's the reason. But do you have to be those things to be successful? I don't think so, Bill Gates. You can drop out of college, but not using Bill Gates, because Bill Gates was a silver spoon kid. He was born with a silver spoon up his butt. And then he ripped off all of his partners. You want a clinic in how to be a scrupulous or unscrupulous business person? Go read up on Bill Gates. He ripped off his business partner, the guy that helped him start his company. Says, no, you don't need 50% of the company. Then when the guy got cancer, Bill tried to steal the company from him, tried to cut the part that they gave him. Now, he did fine. He made a lot of money. Paul Allen made a crap load of money. But Bill screwed him. Go read about it. Don't listen to Kevin Jackson. I'm not trying to be news to you. I'm telling you the little bit of tidbits of life that I know. Because I'm out there researching and understanding and I'm passing it along to you. Go read up on it. Most of these leftists out there trying to pretend that they're humanitarians, they're scumbags. Scumbags to their rotten cores. And Bernie Sanders is one of them. Did I say that if you voted for Bernie Sanders or contemplated that you are an idiot par excellence? You are at the highest order of idiocy. The only thing that would make you a bigger idiot is if you vote for Joe Biden. Oh, I know. There are people that are going to do it. I rest my case. Idiots. Idiots. People, here's what's funny about it. There are Democrats who know. Don't play games with me, Democrats. There are Democrats who know Joe Biden is demented, and they would still vote for Joe Biden over the competence of Donald Trump. That doesn't tell you that they're smart. That tells you how ideologically driven, how they won't put common sense to use. Do you know that is the epitome of stupid? If Barack Obama, at the end of his first term, had done what Trump had done, I would proudly cast my vote for Barack Obama. I would say to people on the air right now, I am positively, unequivocally going to vote for the Democrat the first time in my life. I couldn't believe it. I never would have thought it would have happened, people, but I proudly support this black man. He is the Jesse Owens. He is the Joe Lewis. He is the Jack Johnson, the Arthur Ashe, and the Jackie Robinson of the presidency, and I'm going to vote for that silly black man with no Negro dialect because he's a rock star. That's what I would be telling you right now. If Barack Obama had performed anywhere close to Donald Trump. And you know why? I don't have to say that because I predicted exactly what was going to happen with baby black Jesus, which he would be an abject failure. By the way, this is going to hurt some of y'all's feelings. If you voted for Barack Obama, you are almost as stupid as a Bernie Sanders voter. And the only reason why I'm going to give you a pass is I'm going to pretend you got caught up in the hype of getting rid of the racism that was supposed to be around America. But if you believe that America was a racist country, sorry to tell you, you're an idiot for that too. I know, tough love today on the Kevin Jackson Show, but that's what we give. And look, I know it smarts a little bit at first. It's like getting that first lick. You know, those senses on the buttocks just stings a little bit. But you get used to it. By the time I give you four or five more licks, you're good to go. But it's just reminders to don't be stupid your whole doggone life. That's what my grandmother would have told you. Don't be stupid your whole life. If you voted for Bernie, you're an idiot. If you're going to vote for Biden, you're a bigger idiot. If you voted for Obama, you're an idiot too. Kevin Jackson, you listen to me.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Bernie Sanders is a presidential loser, is what he is. He lost twice now in an election, joining the ranks of Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden. And like Clinton and Biden, Sanders continues to think that he's winning. That is the epitome of stupidity, when you're getting your butt kicked and you still think you're winning. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Bernie Sanders, they say, has claimed a moral victory. A moral victory. The guy who now endorses Joe Biden. He didn't run very hard against Joe Biden the same way he didn't run hard against Hillary Clinton. Bernie Sanders was less of a factor this time around than he was in the time of Hillary Clinton, because had he not been, he would have won the nomination. If he was anywhere close to where he was with Hillary Clinton, because he technically won the nomination against Hillary. He got cheated. But after that, the Bernie bros and the Bernie or bust crowd, they left him, and a few of them returned. You want to know why? Because they're idiots. There's a certain number of idiots that exist in the world. I'm going to give you some sad stats, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. The world needs its idiots. That's how it works. There are people out there willing to be stupid, willing to be taken advantage of. And anybody that supported Bernie Sanders falls into that category. I don't care who you are. Be mad. I don't care. You want to vote for a socialist? a guy who was kicked out of a commune. He was so lazy. Holy cow. He's with communists, and he can't even carry his own weight there. When communists kick you out of a commune, you know you're bad. And the only place this guy could find work was in politics, because there's a bunch of stupid people who believe in getting free stuff. And if you tell them, you tell enough of, hey, I'll give you free stuff, I'm going to fight for you. I'm going to fight for everything that's free. If I got to rip people off, I'm going to get you yours. And you know what? Black people love it, but they didn't love Bernie a whole lot. They didn't give him that vote. Because guess what? The intelligentsia, the overseers, they said, no, black people, we'll get you your money. Joe Biden will get you your money. We'll make sure crazy demented Joe gets it for you. Don't worry. Jill will watch over him, wink, wink. Yeah, Jill Biden, she'll run the country. Professional losers, what Bernie Sanders is. Conceited. Declared victory, however, for his brand of democratic socialism in the battle of ideas. This is what he said during the suspension of his campaign. Few would deny that over the course of the past 5 years, our movement has won the ideological struggle. Yep, Bernie believes he has won the ideological struggle. A struggle to turn the socialist into a multimillionaire. That struggle, Bernie? Is that the struggle you're talking about? The struggle where Sanders supporters, the Bernie bros, watched a man capitulate not once, but twice to the establishment? The guy that said big government should be the one that takes over all this other stuff. And you know what he did? He sold out to them. The very people that he claimed needed to do more for you. Well, they did more, just not for you, for the people that Bernie, that supported Bernie. They did more for Bernie. Yeah. Sanders pretends that he lost the battle, but he won the war. But what battle or battles did he win? What Sanders demonstrated, and I'm going to tell you, I know because I'm a winner. Sanders demonstrated what losers look like. He absolutely gave them a glimpse. I'm talking about a panoramic view of utter defeat. That's what Sanders did. His grandiose policy positions were shot down by his fellow Democrats, like Donald Trump picks off Iranian generals with drones. He every time Bernie Sanders would say something, that's a stupid policy, said, you know, Klobuchar or Biden or Elizabeth Warren or somebody, they just picked him apart. We need to have universal health care. Everyone, health care is a right. It's not a privilege. Where? Show me where it's a right. Show me where you can go and you say, I've got this going on in my body. I don't care what it costs. You're going to look at it. And you make the demand. You can go into that hospital. Go, oh, Kevin, they got free health care in Canada. They got it over in Scandinavia. Go there and get your brain surgery. Because you need it if you believe that that exists. If you think they're going to pull resources and say, oh, sure, you got it. And they're going to do it when you're 80. Let me tell you what my 80-year-old friends, people like August Bush III, worth a few billion dollars, let me tell you what kind of health care he gets. You want to know? Whatever he wants. There is no limit. There's no machine that he can be denied. You want to know why? Because he's got the money to say, I want this procedure done. See, that's universal health care. America gives you universal health care because it says go out there and make as much money as you can. You know what happens to ordinary people every single day that don't have the kind of coin that some of my friends have? They have to make life and death decisions. They have to say, nope, you got to pull the plug. My aunt was in rehab at a facility in Arizona for 5 weeks. You want to know why she was there for 5 weeks? Because the insurance ran out. That's it. You know how long some of my friends could have been in the finest rehab facilities? They could have been there indefinitely. They could have had the best. I mean, look, did the best I could, worked her out, you know, did all the massages, got her up. She can walk now. She's a quadriplegic. She can walk now, but she can't walk, you know, like she walked before. And I can tell you this, as good as I did trying to do her therapy, and she had a caregiver as well, couldn't have been better than some of my very, very wealthy friends who would have had people there 24/7 pushing them, massaging them, making sure everything was going right, doing all the stuff. And you know what? I don't have any problem with that. None at all. And my aunt's not poor. I mean, she's got two caregivers. Some people would call her rich. She's certainly worth seven figures. I mean, she's got millions of dollars, but she doesn't have hundreds of millions or billions of dollars. And she's got to wonder, how long am I going to live? She doesn't have the kind of money that says I can do crazy stuff my whole life. So there's universal health care, and you pick and choose what strata you're going to be. And if you have to rely on insurance, guess what? They're going to cut you off at some point, and you're going to be okay with it. You're going to be okay with that. So Sanders says he's lost the battle but won the war, but the Democrats themselves are beating him up on his proposals. I mean, crushing him. Medicare for all. Elizabeth Warren was the one who probably drove the nail in his coffin, and it got so bad the president even tweeted and said, "Wow, Bernie," he goes, "if it hadn't been for Elizabeth, you might have done better in Super Tuesday and you would be the candidate of choice." I want you to remember, folks, during this process, Biden was a top guy. He got relegated to being the Zeta dog, or whatever you call it, the guy that got to eat at the last of the meal. And then because Bernie was so crazy, they brought him back. They had to bring Biden back. Bernie was kicking Biden's butt in Iowa, New Hampshire, but the black vote in South Carolina, where Biden begged Clyburn to get me a vote, and Clyburn did it. That's what was the beginning for Bernie. And they teamed up against him. That's how it works. More on Bernie when we get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump set to talk with governors on Thursday regarding opening back up the United States. Housing Secretary Ben Carson says we can't wait for the coronavirus outbreak to be completely gone before starting to reopen the economy.
We have going into this an incredibly strong economy. Things are going very well. The fundamentals, the underlying structure of our economy is very solid and very strong.
Carson speaking there on Fox News. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is describing the new normal when the states begin reopening their economies. He says four steps are needed before the economy can return from the pandemic. Among them is controlling the rate of the infections and strengthening the current health care system. And according to the Labor Department, 5.24 million people submitted first-time requests for unemployment benefits last week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
This is a crisis.
This is no time for Donald Trump's record of hysterical xenophobia.
Biden's son inked a $1 billion deal with a subsidiary of the Bank of China.
China is going to eat our lunch. Come on. They're not bad folks, folks.
Since the outbreak, the Communist Party has been mobilizing overseas organizations to buy local supplies and send them to China.
It is in our self-interest that China continue to prosper.
What a beautiful history we wrote together.
Banning all travel will not stop it.
The president is right. The travel restriction on China, as every public health official we've talked to said, bought the country time.
That was a very smart move right there.
Hysterical xenophobia.
Xenophobia.
I complimented him on dealing with China.
I'm not going nuts.
Well, Bernie Sanders came out and endorsed old Biden, who's got obvious ties to China. He's got ties to Ukraine, threatening them, extorting them. Don't investigate my son. Hunter's been out of the news. I think he's finally paid some of his child support. I don't know what's going on there, but the left has managed to keep Hunter from being a topic of conversation. It won't last. Don't worry, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. It's Kevin Jackson Show, 844-551-8255. It will not last. Donald Trump will get Biden front and center. While Biden's going to be front and center, his boss will be front and center because of what his DOJ did to Donald Trump. That's going to come up with Barr, who made, and we played this the other day, a clip of Barr saying they absolutely tried to railroad Donald Trump. Durham, I heard, saw it on Sarah Carter, tweeted it, but I heard it even before that John Durham had convened a grand jury. People are already testifying. Papadopoulos alluded to it and said, I know that Durham is, there are people whistleblowing right now on Durham. These are people in the know. Look, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not in the know. Kevin Jackson is not in the know. I haven't reached the echelons of Candace Owens and Charlie Kirk and some of these other people that hobnob with the president and Kanye West and all that. But here's what I do have over almost all of them, is I have this thing called common sense. I don't need to meet with the president. I know what a tweet means when the president says the evil, unknown evil or whatever he calls it, is going to be in running away or in hiding. I know exactly what he's saying. I know what his double entendres mean. And Bernie Sanders comes out now and endorses Joe Biden, the crook, the womanizer, the sexual deviant. Barack Obama comes out finally when his back is against the wall and says, well, I guess with nobody left, I better go ahead and endorse Joe, because we got to stop Donald Trump. We got to stop him. Look, you want some let me give you a little common sense test, okay? Why wouldn't the president, the former president of the United States, endorse his vice president at some point during this process and say, look, we have some excellent candidates. I worked hand in hand, side by side with Joe Biden, and I would have to throw my support to Joe. I'm not telling other people to do this necessarily, but I worked with Joe. He's my friend, and I'm endorsing him. But we have stellar candidates, and if you want to pick and they slug it out, that's fine. He could have done that. He didn't do it. Is this thing whittled down to between Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders, who'd been wounded? Bernie Sanders had been killed by fratricide. I mean, he'd been wounded by fratricide. And they took him to Joe Biden's hospital. And you know what they did? Or Hillary Clinton's. And they finished him off. Jim Carville was the surgeon, and Hillary Clinton was the anesthesiologist. And Bernie was like, you guys are going to fix me up. Thank you so much. And they're like, you got insurance? No, but I got a fat check from 2016. Does that work? That works. Bernie's going to pocket, what, $18 million, some crazy amount? Fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, shame on you. Bernie Sanders fooled all of his people twice. They didn't learn their lesson. But let me tell you this. When it comes to Democrats, they draw the line at open democratic socialism. Bernie Sanders panicked the Democrats. He offered big promises with huge price tags, and things got so bad for the Democrats that they actually had to rely on Captain Demento, Joe Biden, to save them. Please, Joe. So Sanders trying to spin his loss as a moral victory is asinine. Democrats feared Sanders showcasing their goals so brazenly. Yes, they believe in everything Sanders is saying. Even the so-called moderates, they don't have the heart to tell you. Bernie Sanders had the audacity to tell you the truth. That's why he had to go. Now, one would have thought that Sanders got the message the first time around, that he would have softened his rhetoric on bankrupting America. But he learned nothing from his defeat the first time except, I can get back in the race. There will be less strong competition because I'll have demented Joe Biden and a bunch of ingenues that nobody really knows. And I will get my big block of voters again. And they'll pay me millions of dollars to leave. Look, there's a guy, he called me out. Hey, you don't know that Bernie Sanders did that. And I go, you don't know that he didn't. We're just as equal. Oh, you're the news. You have to report. No, I don't. I have an opinion. Bernie Sanders sold out. You want to know why? Because Bernie was doing as well as Joe Biden. Bernie had a ton of money. Bernie Sanders, I believe, outraised every other candidate. I don't know that for a fact, but I bet it's pretty close. So here's Bernie. He's doing quite well. He's out there touting these ideas, and the Democrats are trying to figure out a way to work. I don't know what the deal is over there. I mean, it's like dealing with a bunch of insane people. But Bernie didn't go for it. Why? Because Bernie's like, man, win or lose, I'm gonna give me another camp. I'll give me another cabin in Vermont. Maybe I'll get it somewhere else. He can enjoy the fact, folks, that he won't be the candidate to get his butt kicked by President Trump. That is the silver lining. He relegated that task to creepy, sleepy Joe the Creeper. You know, Joe that sneaks up behind women and gets them by the shoulders and sniffs that hair. Yeah. Joe gets to take that butt kicking. Yeah. Sanders supporters, shame on you. Proud Americans who lost your way over a snake oil salesman. America may not be at the glory that she was when I was growing up, but succumbing to these pseudo-socialists? Wow. Thankfully, she hasn't fallen completely. And because of people like us, the people that listen to my show and people like myself, she's not going to fall. And let me tell you what. Donald Trump stopped the socialist march in its tracks. He stopped it in its tracks. That's what he did. And the left hate him for it. Because they want it. I'm telling you, the Hillary Clintons, they pretend not to, but they want it. They are drunk on power. So here's what I say to these Sanders people. I go, look, I hope you people decide at some point you want to feel what it's like to win. One of my buddies, he works for a Turning Point. He said, Kevin, I was a staunch Bernie. I was like, get out. He goes, yep, I was a staunch Bernie supporter. He goes, I'm sorry to admit that, but I was. And he goes, and when they screwed Bernie, and he allowed it, he goes, I started investigating Trump. He goes, but I didn't think I was going to find out good stuff about him. He goes, but I did. And this dude is now one of the staunchest Trump supporters on the planet. But he wasn't that way all the time. There are a lot of Bernie people out there going to make that switch. People, trust me on this. They want to feel what it's like to win. Trump supporters, we know the feeling. In 2016, we slapped that smug grin off the faces of the traitors and the tyrants that were formerly running this country. And I paraphrase Muhammad Ali when I tell you, we shook up the world. There was nobody that believed in you except people like me. There were a handful of us that said, look, I know how you feel. You get out there, you do your thing. You do your thing, girl. And we will be fine. And you did it. And the whole night of November the 8th of 2016, my phone was blowing up. Kev, you're thinking, man, I don't know, man. What about Florida? What about Michigan? What about... I'm like, shut up. It'll be all right. You go to sleep in the morning, you're going to be a happy camper. Next morning, my phone was full. Like, dude, you called it. I kept the messages. I may want to write a book about it one day. What Trump did in 2016, folks, epitomizes winning. He not only defeated the Clinton machine, he defeated the entirety of Obama's crooked organization. Everything they did to try to stop him. What a victory to defeat the entirety of the U.S. government hell-bent on preventing your victory. And in 2020, you are going to experience that euphoria again. And I'm welcoming the Bernie people to come over here and see what it feels like to be with a winner. It's very different. The deplorables, people wrongly accused of being racist, xenophobes, and other foul things, ridiculed for supporting the unhinged candidate, went to the polls and voted the pompous elitist jackbutts out of office.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show on Kevino Jacksones.
Decisive action by President Donald Trump. That's what I like about him. I'm sure that's what many of you like about him. He says what he's going to do. He does what he says. I mean, what happened to those days where that's what you did? A handshake was your bond. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. That's what the appeal is. Have you met people like this in your life where, I get it. We go under contract for lots of things, but there are many people I meet and I'm like, hey, man, here it is. Boom. You shake hands and you know, man, it doesn't matter what the paperwork is. It's done. Jeez, what happened to those days? Now, even with ironclad pieces of paper people sue. You know, think about it. Women will sign a prenup with some rich billionaire, and the minute that the marriage, I still want my part. Yeah, but you signed a prenup. That doesn't matter. I didn't know what I was doing. I mean, all excuses. Look, if you love the dude, marry him. If you don't, don't. The rest will come out in the way. Believe me, if you're with a guy for whatever length of time and you've really put in your effort and love, you are getting something out of it. I'm convinced of that. And he loved you. Don't misunderstand me. People fall out of love. And I'm using just prenups as an example. But you live in a nice place. You're collecting jewelry. Possibly he starts you in your own business. There are many opportunities to build yours. Certainly not an opportunity you can get from a poor man. Poor people don't sign prenups. Rich people do. And how many people try to get around them or get out of them? Many? Because it's not about your word. It isn't about, you know what? This is what I came into this business. It doesn't matter what it is. This is what I came in with. And if you go into a business arrangement with somebody, you expect to get something. Look, I've got a business partner and something right now. He doesn't do his part. But you know what? I'm not mad at him. I sort of knew it going in, but I'm not mad at him. I'm going to figure out a way around you. I'm going to try to make this work regardless. That's the way I look at it. And I bet that's the way many of you look at it. It's like, you know what? I will tough this out. I'll figure it out. I will eventually make this happen in some kind of way. Who knows? Anyway, the president is no nonsense in this way. And he smelled a rat when it came to the World Health Organization and this so-called pandemic of the Chinese Wuhan virus. He smelled the stench of vermin that permeates Democrats, and it also permeates leftists around the world. I'll deal with the Democrats in just a bit. But as far as the World Health Organization, known as the WHO, the WHO, Trump said, you know what? Enough is enough. Halted funding. Pending a review of how the WHO handled this so-called pandemic. By the way, if you look into the guy who's the head of the WHO, explain to me how this man gets into this position. He used a virus to kill people in his own country. He withheld treatment from opposition party people. I mean, this is a very stained guy in so many ways. You can look it up for yourself. Anyway, the president said, today I'm instructing my administration to halt funding of the WHO while a review is conducted to assess the WHO's role in severely mismanaging and covering up the spread of the coronavirus. The WHO failed in this basic duty and must be held accountable. There's nobody that can argue that. Clearly, the president is right. The WHO failed miserably. In January, they sided with the Chinese government. They said, oh, no, this won't get transferred from your animals. It's only animal to animal. It's not animal to human. Because guess what? That's what the Chinese said. Taiwan accused the WHO of failing to publish early warnings that their medical officials, told the WHO that this Chinese Wuhan virus could absolutely be spread human to human. But the politics of the situation was such that China got the WHO to refuse to recognize Taiwan. I don't know if you guys remember, there was an interview that we played. This doctor was asked about Taiwan, and he's like, sorry, what was the question? And he pretends that his Skype connection doesn't work. And then he finally says, listen, I'm going to have to go, because he has been trained that you cannot answer this question. Do not acknowledge that Taiwan is its own entity. I mentioned China, the guy says. No, we're talking about the Independent Republic, not the People's Republic of China. The Independent Republic of China, a.k.a. Taiwan. Wouldn't do it. So Taiwan's sounding alarm bells going, hey, look, this will go from person to person. WHO goes, oh, so excuse me, who are you? How did you get in here? The Blaze reported that a WHO doctor confirmed the same findings of the Taiwanese. This is a person who works for the health organization itself. Here's what they wrote. A WHO official said that she suspected human-to-human transmission of the coronavirus right from the start, a claim that runs counter to the guidance that the organization was giving the rest of the world during the early moments of the pandemic. The WHO, who's been heavily criticized by the Trump administration and others for repeating China's lies since the start of the pandemic as the Chinese Communist Party attempted to cover up the extent of the outbreak. Here's what she says. Right from the start, from the first notification we received on 31st of December, given that this was a cluster of pneumonia, I'm a MERS specialist, so my background is in coronaviruses and influenza. So immediately thought, given that this is a respiratory pathogen, that of course there may be human-to-human transmission. This is Dr. Maria von Kerkhoff. She said this during a WHO press briefing. She's effectively going against her own organization. So we have two sources on human-to-human transmission and the recognition of Taiwan as the backdrop in this little virus melodrama. But those aren't the only sticking points for the WHO, not recognizing Taiwan and then disregarding their warning and then disregarding the warning of their own doctor, one of their own people. Rick Scott said more misinformation has emerged. This is a senator, former governor of Florida, and he says he's asking Congress to investigate the WHO's ties to China. He accused the WHO of parroting Chinese propaganda during the Chinese Wuhan pandemic. And in a statement, he says that the WHO needs to be held accountable for their role in promoting misinformation and helping communist China cover up a global pandemic. So here's what this amounts to. If you believe this to be a pandemic and it turns out that China has been giving misinformation, you got to be against China. What side of this do you think the leftists are on? Thankfully, folks. Oh, well, before I tell you what I think about it, let me tell you here. Let me finish reading this statement. So Rick Scott also says, we know communist China is lying about the number of cases and deaths they have, and the WHO never bothered to investigate. Their inaction costs lives. So, President Trump closing the border to Asia, undoubtedly saving tens of thousands of lives, if not more, yet it was the WHO who attacked the travel restrictions. President Trump said this, the WHO's attack on travel restrictions put political correctness above life-saving measures. Now, one would think that the WHO would praise Donald Trump over the travel ban. How quickly he recognized the need to restrict travel until we got a handle on this. You would think that the leftists in our country would have said, you know what, regardless of how this turns out, he did a good thing. Let me put it this way. If Obama had done that, if he'd done nothing else right, I would have said, you know what, you got to give him credit for that. But the left won't do it. So we contribute $400 million every year to the WHO, 15% of their budget. China is 0.2% of the budget. Yet who do they listen to? China. This is ridiculous. Now, they don't know how much of the budget that the president is planning on cutting, but I'm going to tell you, I hope it's enough to get their attention. Here's what Trump continues. He says, the silence of the WHO on the disappearance of scientific researchers and doctors and new restrictions on the sharing of research into the origins of COVID-19 in the country of origin is deeply concerning, especially when we put up by far the largest amount of money. So this is all a propaganda exercise for the Chinese, and the left and our country buy into it. They let them get away with it. China doesn't want to face the consequences of allowing an outbreak to occur. The damages here, just in our country, trillions of dollars. Can you imagine what it is worldwide? So I'm glad the president did this. Kudos.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.